Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Bank of Japan's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2014 results. Today's event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bankofjapan.com.br/IR, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during today's conference, you may press star and zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only to the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now I would like to turn the conference call over to Mr. Ignacio Caminha, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Caminha, you may begin your conference.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank you all for participating in this conference call of Banco Pan and its subsidiaries in 2014's first quarter. Starting with the highlights on page 3, you can see that Banco Pan has achieved significant progress in the indicators that are most important to its recovery. The origination of credit assets has maintained its growth trajectory in the long run. It reached a monthly average of 1.2 billion reais in the first quarter of 2014, 14.4% higher than the 1 billion in the first quarter of 2013. Comparing to the last quarter, it was 8.6% lower due to seasonality of the first quarter and the replacement of the real estate credit origination system, as has been done for other bank products seeking progress process improvement. This shows the maturity of our strategy and of expansion and business diversification, consolidating the bank at a new production level. Therefore, our total expanded credit portfolio came to 16.2 billion reais at the end of the first quarter this year, 3.4% higher than the end of December and 15.8% higher than March 2013. More important, as we have always said, is to look at the growth of the credit portfolio with retained results, which excludes from the total portfolio the credits assigned with recourse in the past, and thus provides a measure of the company's revenue earning portfolio. This portfolio has been grown stronger than total credit, as portfolios assigned with recourse mature. It has reached 15.8 billion reais at the end of the first quarter, 4.3% higher than the previous quarter and 21.6% more than the same quarter of 2013. It is precisely the average interest earning assets growth that drives the expansion of the credit operation income and therefore provides us with a more robust recurring revenue base. Not only the credit portfolio has grown, but the quality concessions remain at the target. This can be verified in the percentage of contracts with ratings between AA and C, which represented roughly 90% of the portfolio, 3 percentage points above the fourth quarter of 2013 and 5.9 percentage points higher than the first quarter of 2013. In a similar line, our net allowance for loan losses expenses was 117 million reais in the first quarter, 13.2% below the net expense of 197 million in the fourth quarter of last year, and 36.1% lower than the 267 million reais in the same quarter of 2013. This result highlights that our business expansion has been achieved without compromising the credit quality at any time, which means that we have never relaxed the parameters of credit approval to obtain production growth. Therefore, we have been achieving for new vintages the improved credit quality we had planned. This will continue producing improved ALL expenditure and balance indicators. Bank's net interest margin was 11.7% in the first quarter of 2014, 0.1 percentage points above the previous quarter, and 7 percentage points below the first quarter of 2013. It is worth remembering that our net interest margin was negatively impacted in recent quarters due to the rise in market interest rates. Looking at the most relevant terms for our operation, we see that the 3-year prefixed interest rate in EMF came from 8.14% per year in early January 2013 to 12.49% per year at the end of March 2014. As the transfer of this rise on market costs to loan rates is not immediate, the financial margin remains temporarily under pressure when a movement of this magnitude occurs. Even with a smaller margin on credit assignments, PEN's result in the first quarter was significantly impacted by the lower volume of credit assignments without recourse, but this contributes positively to the credit portfolio retention. Thus, PEN presented a consolidated 78.6 million reais net loss in the first quarter this year, compared to 183 million net loss in the previous quarter, and to a net gain of 39 million in the same quarter in 2013. PEN's consolidated shareholders' equity closed March 2014 at 2,226,000,000 reais, and the Basel ratio stood at 12.1%. Turning to page 4 of our presentation, we have the main comparing the first quarter in 2014 and the fourth quarter in 2013, there has been a net interest margin increase associated with the growth of interest earning assets. The revenue from financial intermediation have decreased in the first quarter this year compared to the last quarter of last year and the first quarter of last year due to the lower volume of credit assigned without recourse. Even with increased volume of liabilities and higher basic interest rates, it is possible to notice a reduction in funding costs as well as a reduction in the allowance for loan losses expenses in the comparison with the last quarter of last year. Due to these changes, gross profit from financial intermediation has reached 272 million reais, 4.9% higher than last quarter in 2013. On the next page, we have the chart with the quarterly asset origination and a table with the monthly average origination by segment. In the first quarter of 2014, the origination of loans averaged 1.2 billion reais, 14.4% above the 1.1 billion reais originated in the first quarter of 2013, and 8.6% below the 1.3 billion reais in the fourth quarter of 2013. This reduction is related to the first quarter seasonality and the change of a real estate credit origination system, as mentioned before. The highlight of this quarter was the payroll production, which recorded growth of 9.2% in relation to the previous quarter, and impressive 81.4% compared to the first quarter of 2013. Moving on to page 6, there we have the composition of the loan portfolio. On the first table, you notice that vehicle financing remains at the main segment for PAN, representing roughly 53% of the on-balance portfolio, including leasing operations. There in second place, we have the corporate portfolio with a 21.1% share, followed by the payroll loan portfolio which closed the first quarter of 2014 with a 13.8 share in the total portfolio. The total loan portfolio reached 16.2 billion reais at the end of the first quarter this year, 3.4% higher than the 15.7 billion in December 13, and almost 16% higher than the 14 billion in March 2013. More importantly, the loan portfolio with retained results on the bottom right chart grew by 4.3% in comparison to the previous quarter and 21.6% over the same quarter of 2013, reaching a balance of approximately 16 billion reais. As shown in the figure in the, on the bottom left, the quality of the loan portfolio continues to benefit from the more conservative position in the origination of new loans, which have been adopted since the end of 2011. In addition to more conservative approval criteria, this position includes the growth of new car, payroll, and corporate loans, reinforcing funds' growth strategy in lower risk segments. Now moving on to page 7, we see that the allowance for loan losses was 236 million reais in the first quarter this year, 3.9% lower than the 246 million in the previous quarter and 23% lower than the 308 million in the first quarter of 2013. Credit recovery reached 65 million reais in the first quarter this year, 33% higher than the 49 million from the previous quarter, and impressive 61.4% higher than the 40 million reais in the first quarter of last year. Thus, the net expenses of ALL was of 171 million in the first quarter this year, 13% lower than the 197 million in the previous quarter, and 36% lower than the 267 million in the first quarter of last year. Now, moving on to page 8, we show an analysis of the costs and expenses of the bank. There was a 5% decrease in costs and expenses compared to the last quarter of 2013. In comparison to the same quarter of 2013, we had a 6.6% increase in our nominal expenses, which have increased from 370 million in the first quarter of 2013 to 394 million in the first quarter of 2014. But discounting inflation and a 14.4% increase in credit origination during this period, costs and expenses have fallen significantly in real terms. On page 9, we have more information regarding the portfolio origination in the vehicle segment. We can see on the chart at the bottom left of the page, we have maintained the conservative criteria in the approval of new loans. This has led to an increase of down payment percentage, which reached 39% in the first quarter this year, and a reduction of loan average term to 44 months. Vehicle origination has remained highly diversified, and this can be clearly seen by the 13.4% origination share by the 10 largest groups on the bottom right table. On page 10, we show the evolution of delinquency per vintage of vehicle financing. The left graph shows the evolution for the motorcycle delinquency, and the right one shows the evolution for cars delinquency. The figures clearly show the effect of the review of funds, loan approval, system, and process models, achieving a substantial improvement in the quality of the originated portfolios since the second half of 2011. Moving on to the next page, we can see the evolution of the payroll and deductible loans portfolio. In the first quarter this year, fund disbursed 1 billion reais in new payroll deductible loans, which was 9.2% higher than the 960 million reais in the last quarter and 81.4% higher than the 580 million in the first quarter of last year. With this result, the balance of payroll credit portfolio reached 2.2 billion in this quarter, registering an increase of 26.4% compared to the balance of 1.7 billion in the last quarter. One thing important to mention is that we have observed an increase in volume from subsidiaries, which contributes to a reduction in the cost of origination. Now moving on to the next slide, we have the corporate loans origination. It reached 771 million reais in the first quarter, 11% lower than the 870 million last quarter, and 2% below the 787 million in the first quarter of last year. This origination has been impacted by seasonality and demand from clients. Thus, the expanded credit portfolio for corporate loans, including guarantees issued and corporate securities, reached a balance of 3.3 billion at the end of March, 2% higher than the 3.3 billion recorded in December, and 25% higher than the 2.6 billion in March 2013. Moving on to page 13, note this, that PEN granted 204 million reais in mortgage loans in this quarter, 15.4% higher than the same quarter in 2013. That is 202 million reais in loans to individuals, comprised of 112 million for refinancing operations, 87 million for real estate acquisition, and 3.4 million for other types of credit. And also, it purchased 1.2 million reais in credits to be securitized. Compared to the previous quarter, the origination in the first quarter was impacted by the seasonality and the changes made in some internal systems, as occurred during the improvement process of other lines of business. So, origination was 34% lower than last quarter. The real estate loan portfolio stood at 602 million reais at the end of March, 7% down on the 650 million at the end of the previous quarter, and 30% higher than the 464 million in the first quarter of 2013. Now moving on to page 14, we show the evolution of the insurance portfolio. In the upper right chart, we see the revenues from insurance premiums accumulated in the last 12 months. They totaled 170 million reais in the first quarter this year, up 4% compared to the last quarter, and with a significant growth of 30% compared to the 131 million recorded in the first quarter of last year. PanSeguros recorded a consolidated net income of 13 million reais in this quarter, with a decrease of 43% compared to the 22 million reais presented in the last quarter, which registered an extraordinary revenue, and an increase of 7.5% in comparison to the same quarter of 2013. In the chart below, due to the dividend distribution of 55 million reais during the first quarter, PanSeguros shareholders' equity stood at 137 million in March, compared to 181 million in the last quarter. As for funding, on page 15, we continue to record the exchange of more expensive liabilities inherited from the past by lines with more attractive costs, reflecting the improvement in PEN's credit risk perception. Thus, funding from BPGE has decreased significantly, ending the first quarter at 229 million reais, 56% below the 524 million from the first quarter of previous year. Likewise, the balance of funding through credit assignments with recourse has been gradually reduced as the portfolios assigned in the past mature, since fund did not hold more assignments of this type under the current administration. Thus, the balance of 370 million reais in portfolios assigned with recourse at the end of this year represented a decrease of 62% compared to the balance of 973 million at the end of the first quarter of 2013. The total balance of funding at the end of this quarter was approximately 18 billion reais, an increase of 22% compared to the 15 billion reais in the first quarter of 2013, with a highlight to the real estate and agribusiness letters of credit, which represents a multi-investor and low-cost type of funding for the bank. On page 16, we show the Basel ratio. It stood at 12.1% compared to the 13.4% reached at the end of 2013 and 14.3% in March 2013. It is noteworthy that our operating agreement allows us to assign credits without recourse and operate safely even at lower levels of Basel ratio. The operating margin for the first quarter 2014 stood at 132 million reais. And finally, on page 17, we have a chart that shows our stock performance over the past 12 months. The total financial volume traded in the first quarter was of 106 million reais, with a daily average of roughly 2 million reais, 47% lower than the daily average of the previous quarter. On March 31st this year, the market value of fund was of 2 billion reais. The stock started the first quarter, traded at 4 reais and 35 cents, and ended the quarter at 3 reais and 75 cents, with a drop of almost 14% in the period, while the Ibovespa index grew by 0.15% in the same period. With this, we conclude the presentation and open the conference for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we'll begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star and then one using a touch-tone telephone. To withdraw your question, you may press star and then two. If you're using a speakerphone, we do ask that you please pick up your handset before pressing the numbers to ensure the best sound quality. Once again, it is star and then one to ask a question. We'll pause momentarily to assemble the roster. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one. And ladies and gentlemen, at this time, and showing no questions, I'd like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Caminha for any closing remarks.
So I would like to thank you all again for participating in this conference call of Banco Pan and wish everyone a great day.
And ladies and gentlemen, this concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect. Have a great day.